Big things happening in the electorate of Hammond at the moment. The member, Adrian Pederick, joins me now. Welcome, Adrian.
Good morning, Jenny. Good morning, listeners.
A big spending announcement for one of our schools, I hear.
Oh, look, there's another fantastic announcement by our Marshall Liberal government. We've got the North Primary School in Murray Bridge receiving $5 million to do some classroom enhancements and some outdoor area upgrades. So very pleased to see that coming in on the back of $20 million being invested in the high school transitioning to Year 7 in secondary, and also a couple of million dollars being spent at the Langon Creek campus of Eastern Fleurieu School with some new buildings and some general upgrades down there to bring everything up to speed. So very impressed with this spending at North and also with the ongoing works at these other schools.
You must be pleased to hear about the courts approving the forthcoming water park in Murray Bridge.
Oh, look, it's been a long time coming, and I must really congratulate Adam Bruce and his business partner, Paul Daniel, on where they've been going with this for years, and they had different locations, and at the end of the day, it's going to be a win-win, not just for them, but for everyone in the community, I believe. Got the ideal location next to the old bridge, down on the flats there, right next to the river. Have a cable ski park and then some other areas with equipment to enjoy the water. Absolutely magnificent, just down from the new hotel, the Bridgeport. This is just another exciting development happening in the Murraylands.
Should we be concerned about the flooding laws that got in the way of the development application?
Oh, look, 56. I wasn't even born in 56 and I've been around a couple of years, but 56 was a long time ago as far as the big flood, and my understanding is that any structures, like any permanent structures, are built for flow-through conditions, like doors can open up and that sort of thing, and to let the water through. And so I think arrangements have been made around that. Certainly structures won't be in place that could be damaged by that sort of thing. But I think we've progressed a long time in the last 60-odd years in water management, and certainly I'm keen to see as much water come down the river as we can. But I'm sure that all those provisions have been put in place to manage the event of a flood, if there is one.
Some beautiful designs have been released on the Council's Sturt Reserve Master Plan this month. Does that fit in with what you're envisaging for the area into the future?
Oh, look, absolutely. I mean, Sturt Reserve, I think it's had so much potential for decades. And you go back when I was a very young lad, there was the town, the rubbish tip was out there, long gone now, of course. It's been a great area that has been able to get enhanced now with these upgrades, and has been looking forward to this for many, many years, and it'll bring Sturt Reserve up as a great precinct, facilities for boats to pull up, steam boats and other boats, and recreation areas for people. And look, it's all subject to funding over time. There's about $34 million to be spent down there, and the council will work with both state government and the federal government over time. But great to see these visions put in place by the rural city of Murray Bridge, and I'll do whatever I can to assist them on their way. But yeah, it'll be just fantastic just down there right next to the river, and really help us exploit all the possibilities with the River Murray going right through the area.
Member for Hammond, Adrian Pederick's with us. Gifford Hill has been expanding. Tell us the latest.
Yeah, well, look, this has been a long drawn out process with Gifford Hill. It's been going on for many years, but just fantastic. We were at the launch of the inner track the other day, which was helped funded by a $2.5 million grant that we've put into Racing SA. But also, and that will be fantastic for training. There's up to 120 horses trained at Murray Bridge Racetrack every day. And so the inner track, which will be open by about April next year, I believe, that will alleviate all that wear and tear on the main track. I mean, just the circumstances of the Murray Bridge Racetrack coming into being, it had been in place for about 7 years before any racing or any horses were run around it. So just magnificent track. It's touted by many people as the most honest track in Australia and the best track in Australia. And so to get this training track built will take that pressure off. And also alongside of that, our government, Marshall Liberal government, have put in $5 million to assist with the 220 training stables and the equine pool, the 70-metre equine pool, which will open up alongside a private veterinary clinic. But the 220 stables are very, very important. There's a South African trainer coming over. He's going to have about 80 horses there. There's someone from interstate coming in, and there'll be locals utilising those stables as well. So a lot of demand, and it will absolutely assure the sustainability of the racing club well into the future.
Excellent. Now, about six truck drivers who were COVID positive had a bit of a scare for us in South Australia during winter, you know, causing us to go into a lockdown at one point for a week. So now truck drivers, it'll be mandatory for them to get vaccines, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And before I go into that, I just want to again commend what the freight industry and our truck drivers, our truck operators, have been doing for the last 18 months during COVID-19. I mean, they must be sick of getting swabs taken to have their COVID tests all the time. But, you know, in the main, they do it uncomplainingly. And I really must congratulate them for getting on with the job, making sure that the food and those heavy, hard goods can get to people where they need to get to right across the country. But look, certainly, yes, we've had some scares, but I think it's the procedures, the general safety procedures that are in place with social distancing, wearing masks, and I know I've had roadhouses impacted both at Pinneroo and Tailem Bend, and then further around the state, of course, throughout the state, that we haven't seen any breakouts, and people have gone into isolation. But at the moment, the vaccine hub has opened up at Tailem Bend, next to the testing facility there near the Cowtex Roadhouse, and our truck drivers have to have their first injection, their first vaccination by the 27th of September, so that's only a few days away. But that'll be in place, and I also want to commend the crew that operate, our health people that are operating the testing site there at Tailem Bend. I've had a couple of tests there, just absolutely professional, just blow in, get it done, and get out, and you have the notice within a few hours generally. So, look, it's just about keeping people safe, trying to keep the Delta variant of COVID-19 out of the state. It is a very, very highly contagious form of COVID-19, and we must do all we can to keep people safe.
And I understand that there's been a change as well as to which department is handling agriculture exemptions, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Apart from the health portal that's in place now, which is helping streamline those applications for travel exemptions from interstate, we've got PIRSA, Primary Industries and Resources South Australia, now handling the agricultural exemption process, and this is for essential workers for agriculture. And so people need to put in a COVID-19 risk management plan and with a declaration letter, and there's a process to go through that people can see on the SA Health website, but there's information there about risk mitigation strategy guidelines, and there's a template there to assist with that. And so that's on the SA Health website, and I commend people go there. But once they've completed that, they need to email their risk mitigation plan and their application to PIRSA.COVID19riskmitigation@sa.gov.au. But if people want any more help with anything to do with exemptions and travel applications, just contact my office at 20 Manham Road, and my friendly staff and myself will do all we can to assist.
Thanks so much for your time today, Adrian Pederick.
Thank you very much.